to the beat of the drums. And under the protection of the Concourant, a Medenke spirit from southern Senegal, there is no stopping Dakar's carnival. The roaring Simba, a hunter that spent too much time in the forest turning into a lion, is here to clear the busy streets to make way for this parade.
I came all the way from Casamance to take part in the carnival. This is what we do before the harvest of rice.
Earlier in the day, children took part in what is the second edition of a three-day carnival with a theme of legends and tales of Senegal.
It's an event that promotes the cultural diversity of Senegal. It's out of love of culture that we came up with a concept to promote and add value to our historical diversity.
The carnival was cancelled last year because of the pandemic, with the country's borders now reopening to tourists before the discovery of the new variant. Participants waited in the night, expecting thousands of visitors to come and watch them perform the final parade.
Organizers had hoped that this event would attract large numbers, but it hasn't. This has been dashed by the announcement of a new strain of the coronavirus. And while there are no known cases here in Senegal, fear of the virus is spreading faster than the virus itself. Already the pandemic has badly affected Senegal's economy, which relies heavily on tourism and events like this.
While there is no tradition of carnival in Senegal, there is tradition of using music, costumes, and dance to tell a shared history and get people moving to the beat of their culture, no matter where they're from. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.